This is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program, and I am recapping the public forum that was held on July 10th, 2024, between the two sheriff candidates, Tim Ackerman and James Lease, and the two magistrate judges candidates, Mike Vermitten and Angela Heckey. The first question to the sheriff candidates were what the three main responsibilities of being the county sheriff were. And this is what the current county sheriff, Tim Ackerman, had to say.
Obviously, budget. I've always came in under budget, which we have to, because we have to be good leaders and responsible with your guys' tax dollars, because you're paying for it. Public safety, obviously. I'm going to make sure we got coverage all throughout the county. The smaller communities out there deserve just as much coverage as the bigger towns. And I know that isn't so in some of the counties. Let's see, in managing my people, most of them are well-trained, including the dispatchers, and I just hired a few jailers, so they have to be trained yet. But training's very big with me. We usually don't live in them. We have to have a minimum of 40 for the officers. If they find something else that they want to take, we let them go. You can never have enough training. Even I've been there for 21 years, and I don't know everything. If you do think you know everything, it's time to get out. You're going to get hurt or going to get somebody hurt. But yeah, training's very big.
And this is what James Lease had to say.
Well, running the budget would be one, and managing the people, trying to be a leader, leading from the front, and meeting with the public. I mean, I think that's one of the most important things we can do, be active, be proactive, meet you guys on a good term while we can before maybe we have to meet you on a bad term.
And moving on to the magistrate judge candidates, Mike Vermitten and Angela Heckey. And the first question asked was, what are the three goals that you have for the position for magistrate judge? And this is what Mike Vermitten had to say.
The top goal I'd like to attain in this position of magistrate judge is just to strengthen the position, okay? What I mean by that is, you know, the less than 1% of the population who commit crimes against persons and against persons' property, I feel we need to come out a lot stronger with what's going on with them. Obviously, I feel we should set some more conditions of bond, and that might be maybe not even setting bond on those individuals who are a danger to our public or a danger to a victim. Secondly, I would like to see an increase in maybe some sentences that are handed out. Not always going with the lowest common denominator. Let's maybe strengthen those sentences. And then maybe some situations with probation, maybe that shouldn't be granted to individuals who's already been granted probation on earlier levels. And that may totally base around the less than 1%, but that's my plight.
And this is what Angela Heckey had to say.
To follow the laws of the state of Kansas, the Constitution of the United States, and treat everybody fairly and respectably. You have to set bonds. You have to set reasonable bonds. It's the law. You have to give probation. And I'll tell you why. Because if I put everybody in jail, like I sometimes want to, you wouldn't have a budget. We don't have the space. We don't have the jail for it. But everybody has to be treated the same. And that's why the system sometimes seems that offenders keep coming back and back. And they do. But they are also held accountable. In 19 years, anybody that has violated probation with me has served their entire jail sentence, just what I said I would do and have been doing for the last 19 years. I set reasonable bonds. In the last year alone, and I looked it up, I set 150 bonds. 73 of those bonds were over $3,500, with the most being $500,000.
And that was the two sheriff candidates, Tim Ackerman and James Lease, and the two magistrate judge candidates, Mike Vermitten and Angela Heckey, with their goals and responsibilities. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program. Thank you for listening.